Trump warned against hasty withdrawal from Afghanistan 4 years ago. By Christina Wong on August 31, 2021. Former President Donald Trump, nearly 4 years ago, warned against the exact consequences of a hasty withdrawal from Afghanistan. At Fort Myer in Virginia, Trump delivered a speech outlining his strategy in Afghanistan and South Asia, where he said the nation must seek an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices made, and warned that a hasty withdrawal could create a vacuum for terrorists in the country. His warning is prescient, given the recent hasty and disastrous withdrawal under President Joe Biden, which was marred by chaos, violence, and the death of 13 Americans by an ISIS suicide bomber. Trump said in his speech, on August 21, 2017, I arrived at three fundamental conclusions about America's core interests in Afghanistan. First, our nation must seek an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices that have been made, especially the sacrifices of lives. The men and women who serve our nation in combat deserve a plan for victory. They deserve the tools they need, and the trust they have earned, to fight and to win. Second, the consequences of a rapid exit are both predictable and unacceptable. 9/11, the worst terrorist attack in our history, was planned and directed from Afghanistan because that country was ruled by a government that gave comfort and shelter to terrorists. A hasty withdrawal would create a vacuum that terrorists, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, would instantly fill, just as happened before September 11. And, as we know, in 2011, America hastily and mistakenly withdrew from Iraq. As a result, our hard-won gains slipped back into the hands of terrorist enemies. Our soldiers watched as cities they had fought for, and bled to liberate, and won, were occupied by a terrorist group called ISIS. The vacuum we created by leaving too soon gave safe haven for ISIS to spread, to grow, recruit, and launch attacks. We cannot repeat in Afghanistan the mistake our leaders made in Iraq. Third and finally, I concluded that the security threats we face in Afghanistan and the broader region are immense. Today, 20 U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organizations are active in Afghanistan and Pakistan, the highest concentration in any region anywhere in the world. For its part, Pakistan often gives safe haven to agents of chaos, violence, and terror. The threat is worse because Pakistan and India are two nuclear-armed states whose tense relations threaten to spiral into conflict. And that could happen. No one denies that we have inherited a challenging and troubling situation in Afghanistan and South Asia. But we do not have the luxury of going back in time and making different or better decisions. When I became president, I was given a bad and very complex hand. But I fully knew what I was getting into, big and intricate problems. But, one way or another, these problems will be solved. I'm a problem solver, and, in the end, we will win.